You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Advitech, the owners of Crawford College, the Independent Institute of Education, the likes of MSA, Varsity College and Vega and so on, gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2024. I'm joined on the line by the new CEO at Advitech, Jeff White, to take a look at this. Jeff, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. You and I haven't had the privilege of speaking since you've taken over, so I believe congratulations are in order. Have you settled in quite nicely?
No, thanks, Jimmy. It's been a baptism of fire. This is a big, complex business, but I'm getting my head around it and enjoying it. We've got a great team of people.
That's the only way to become a CEO, baptism by fire, and figure it out as you go. Jeff, let's reflect on the numbers. Obviously, you've been within the business. It's interesting to reflect on these numbers as a CEO for the first time. What do you make of the performance? What are the conversations that you and the management team have had around the numbers?
Well, I think the core of our business is enrollments, and we've posted some really good numbers there with an overall number increasing by 6%. I think the other area of great focus is margin and tight cost control, and the benefits of operational leverage have allowed us to increase by 100 basis points there, which is pleasing. And I think operating profit coming in 15% ahead and normalized earnings per share being up 16 are also, you know, a great place to end up. But I think more important is the consistency of our results built on a strong and growing competitive advantage, which is what we talk about in the business a great deal. So people, systems, our strong portfolio of brands, tech, including artificial intelligence, the deep expertise in our 160-strong central academic team, which is hugely important to the success of all of Advitech's education brands. And then I guess a strong balance sheet, generating plenty of cash, that really sets us up for future growth.
Despite all these positive numbers and the strong position the business is in for the first 6 months, the share price was only up about 0.7% on the day's trade. Now, ordinarily, people would think that is not an impressive number at all, but it's important to contextualize this and say for the third quarter alone since June, the share price is up almost 30%.
Yeah, we've had a very good run. At one point today, I think we were up 2.5%, but we'll take 0.7 building all the other gains. What was very pleasing, actually, from Friday was that we went through a market capitalization of over $1 billion for the first time, which is a big milestone.
That is a significant milestone, and certainly to reflect on, and good momentum for the business going forward. Let's look at the increased dividend, Jeff, from last year's interim dividend. Slight increase this time around, but again, as you mentioned, consistency is the theme here.
Yeah, you're a tough crowd, Jimmy. 27% increase in the dividend to 38 cents. We thought that was pretty good.
And shareholders would agree. Shareholders would have loved the fact that despite all of the adjustments, despite everything that's gone into the business, they're still able to see some of the benefit from that. Going forward, looking at the next 6 months and possibly even beyond, I mean, as a new CEO, you would also have an idea of what you have in mind for the business. What are you looking forward to, and perhaps what has you concerned at this stage, if anything?
Yeah, well, listen, I think the business has been very well run and is set up for future growth. So I pay tribute to Roy Douglas and the team for doing a great job before I joined. That said, going forward, I think that there's plenty of opportunity for us to focus on growth synergies within schools, within tertiary, and between schools and tertiary. And I don't think we've exhausted all the opportunity for cost synergies through centralization of shared services either. And, you know, we're looking at some simplification of our brand structures and optimization of our brand propositions and strategies. We recently hired Steve Miller as Chief of Brand and Strategy for the group. He's an incredibly experienced guy who's been CMO for both ABI and Tiger Brands. He came in the middle of June. He's already making a big difference. And I think, just looking at the Africa business, we've got an opportunity to scale our brands in our existing countries of operation whilst also balancing that with new country entries. So plenty to keep us busy.
I was actually going to look into the brand conversation. I mean, you've got 23 brands under the stable at the moment across the schools, the resourcing and the tertiary division. Is there a plan in place to either grow those brands, consolidate some of them? Is this a better conversation to have with Steve?
I could try and spin that one to Steve. I don't think he'd thank me. No, I think we probably have too many brands, and there's an opportunity for some consolidation and to build scale within that consolidated group. So that's certainly a focus, but hopefully we'll be able to share more in the next 6 to 12 months.
Jeff, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like from a CapEx point of view? We're seeing a lot of your peers in the private education space go into CapEx expenditures, opening up new campuses, looking at expansion, that sort of thing. You've touched on it around potentially looking beyond South Africa's borders. Do you have anything that you can share at this stage, or is it still we're looking for the right deal at the right price?
Well, you know, I think we're in a great position where we're generating cash in excess of our investment needs and able to invest heavily whilst at the same time increasing our dividend. On the school side, we've got a new Pinnacle College in Ridgeview opening next year. We opened a new Bridge Assisted Learning School in January this year in Morningside in Joburg. We're also expanding capacity in Gaborone, in Nairobi with Crawford. And Pinnacle College Raslow, which opened in 2023, has enrollments going way ahead of expectation. We're already up to nearly 1,000 students, and we're investing to create more capacity there. And on the tertiary side, we opened a new Rosebank College in Bombela in January this year. Enrollments are ahead of target. It's doing very well. And we're expanding Rosebank College in Pretoria. That's a big move for us. We're also creating a new student precinct at Rosebank College of Bramfontein with renovation and the addition of a new building. We're hoping to start that project still within 2024. And we're doubling capacity at Rosebank College in Cape Town with a relocation. So I could go on, but there's plenty that we're investing in. They're all great opportunities. And at the same time, we're throwing off enough cash to actually increase our dividend.
Certainly a very, very busy time for the Advitech family and what you guys have ahead. Before I let you go, Jeff, I want to just reflect on, you mentioned obviously the expansions into various areas, and one of them was that specialized or the assisted learning kind of environment. I want to get your thoughts around that, around the digital learning space, but also the learning space that exists for institutions that might have students with special needs. Is that something of a focus for the group, understanding that you are able to service them at multiple levels, not just at school level?
Yeah, I think the work that we do at the Bridge is really quite special. And it's all about helping kids with different approaches to learning to really maximize their potential. So, you know, to build our second school is a big step forward, but we have plans to add to that. There's a big demand. And then you mentioned online, the Evolve School, which we kicked off in 2021, had, I think, a great offer, and it has grown very fast under the leadership of Colin Northmore. We've just moved through 1,000 students and into profit on that business. So I think the digital space is in good hands and growing nicely, and we do have plans to expand assisted learning.
We wish you the best of luck, Jeff. We're going to catch up definitely at the end of the year to see how these plans are unfolding and what lies ahead for the business. But for now, we'll leave it at that. That was Jeff White, CEO of Advitech, the higher learning institution, or the private education institution, joining me for their six-month update of the 6 months ended in June 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.